Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Devo Days for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Devo Abdul. Follow us on our blog, devoabdul.com, where you can join our Google Plus page and sign up for our e-newsletter, which is free. And you'll only get one email a day. Facebook, friend page Devo Days, or fan page Devo Days for Lives. And follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to our page on iTunes, which is also Devotal. And that way you get all the shows downloaded, and you don't have to do anything. It's all automatic. So, and we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
And you can follow her at Causey Hooch.
Thank you.
Yes, and follow our friend Bob Hapka at Bob Hapka. And his lovely wife, at Amy Hapka. They're awesome. We love them. Yep. So I get no respect. The diva gets no respect for her own house. One day before the show airs, I'm in the kitchen. My husband decides that he's going to get some crackers and then cheese. So that's why the music ran a little bit longer, so you guys don't have to hear my husband in the refrigerator. We've been only holding the show. I know. We've only been holding the show at 10 o'clock on Saturdays for at least 3 years. I think before we had it at 11, then we moved it back to 10. So, you know. Eventually he's going to catch on. That's what we do. And I'd like to wish everybody happy Father's Day tomorrow to all the dads and granddads and foster dads and and even uncles, too. So they're all wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yes, and tomorrow's the Emmys, 8 p.m. Eastern until 10 p.m. on HLN Network. And I didn't tell my family yet, but I plan on live tweeting during the show. So that's going to be news
awesome.
To everybody.
That should be fun.
Yeah, they let me have the TV.
I believe Lauren's doing commentary again, fashion commentary too, I think, again.
With Michael Fairman?
Or something. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
We'll
have to post her comments later or something. Or at least.
When the full winners get on, I'll do a blog after the show airs and then. Later down the line, we'll do commentary, we'll do some best and worst dress, and then we'll have all of us talk about the show next Saturday. So, do you want to update us on our girl Kate and what she was up to this week?
Well, of what I saw, unfortunately I've been a bad diva again this week and haven't caught up on the show much, but she did go and, well, you know, the dirty cop Bernardi was going to relieve Rafe of his coma-ridden manhood, and just in time, Sammy finds him just in time and shoots him with, coincidentally enough, the gun that Kate had given her. So that's awesome, full circle there. Manhood still intact, thank goodness. For all of us Rafe fans, we need to have hope that someday it'll happen again. I saw a scene where Kate goes to Stefano and chews him out and basically said, excuse me, says that if he tries to kill Rafe again, that he might as well take her out too, because she's going to make sure he's dead the next time it happens. So,
ooh.
Anyway, so Stefano's just kind of looked and took a drink, like Stefano does, as she left. But it was a good scene. But I didn't get to, unfortunately, I know there were a couple of Kate episodes this week, and I haven't actually gotten to see them yet. I've been a bad cozy, but just saw a few little clips. But so that's about it. That's about all I saw that I can remember. What else? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, she,
I know there were some other things, but...
Yeah, she was in Graves' hospital room when she found out what happened. She was in there with Gabby. And so she was kind of surprised about the whole thing. And then she offered to have Gabby and the baby stay with her, which
Aww.
Is funny. Because we don't even know where Kate lives.
I know. That's the thing that we, all of us Cosbys, are like, it'd be nice to know where Kate lives, you know, because... She was living in Rafe's bed for a long time, which we were not objecting to. We enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know why they didn't just move in together, because it's not like Kate, I think Kate's staying at a hotel somewhere. So.
Mm-hmm.
That was sweet, though. That's nice. Oh, I'd heard about that. I hadn't seen the scenes yet, but I'd heard that Kate offered her a place. Did Gabby decline?
I think she... she found out about it that Ben Sunny offered for her to stay with Wilson. So
That
worked out better. Everybody thought that was a real bad idea, having Gabby live with Kate, because that would cause some tension with Sammy. You know, if Sammy gets out of jail. That would have been a bit of a
problem.
Yeah,
that would not be good. That's funny.
Yeah. So what else was there? There's a scene Kate was taunting EJ, saying, you know, your fiance shot Rafe and shot the guy who's going to hurt Rafe, and she was taunting him about it pretty good. He wasn't too happy about that. I think that was it. I don't think there was too much more with Kate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the end. She
a bunch of Jennifer stuff. Ugh.
Oh,
please,
Jesus.
Shoot me now. Please shoot me now.
There's so much to talk about with them, and it's just, I don't even want to.
Why? Why do they get so much screen time? Why?
Oh, my God. Ugh. Well, there was more, as we started off, Monday started off with Sammy shooting Bernardi. She saw him without the knife. And, of course, Hope and Abe cannot find the knife. And there's this funny scene where EJ... after they check the vent, and so got the vent to open, see something, and asked EJ to retrieve it, and turns out it was toenail clippers. I didn't see it was clippers. I don't know what happened, but I missed that part. Abe said Bernardi was going to manicure him to death.
That's
really funny. I mean, from Abe, he usually doesn't get to say anything funny, so it was
funny. Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, I'm dying. I've got to see that. I definitely will watch the episodes. I just hadn't had time to yet.
Yeah, I think that was Tuesday.
Oh, that's funny.
There is a really wonderful scene. I think it was Wednesday. Sammy's like freaking out, hyperventilating and all that, and EJ takes her into this room. And then Maxine takes Mrs. Bernardi and their son Timmy into the room. So Mrs. Bernardi and Sammy are bonding, and they don't know who each other is. So they're confiding each other and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And then on Friday, that's when Mrs. Marge finds out that her husband's dead and Sammy's the one who shot him. And she slapped Sammy pretty good, so that was pretty cool. But it was so nice, because usually, you know, when a no-name character gets shot, you don't hear and you don't see the family involved.
Right, right.
Right. So it was a nice thing. And that way, too, you know, maybe Sammy can think about what she did. In my opinion, I think she could have stopped what Bernardi was going to do just by telling him to stop. It's not, you know, he wasn't like literally in the act of doing it.
Right.
I think she didn't. Yeah, I really didn't think she had to shoot him. So,
And I guess she's not going to reveal that he's a dirty cop to anybody, because that would reveal that she was also dirty.
Yeah, that would reveal that Will was the one who shot EJ.
Yeah.
Or one of the people who shot EJ, but Sammy's also shot him, too, and got away with it, so.
I mean, in this case, it's an unusual thing, but thank God for Sammy saving Rafe's manhood, because, you know, us Rafe fans, or we Rafe fans, want that, you know, want that relationship to resume at some point.
Yeah, eventually. I wonder if Rafe gets outcome or wherever the hell that's going to be.
And Ariana is the, like, most adorable little newborn-ish baby that they've had in a long time on that show.
Oh, my gosh, so freaking cute. I mean, Diane's the cutest baby since Sydney. I mean, Sydney was a cute baby.
Yeah, she was.
But what else was there? So that really was what was going on with Sam, and that was the end of that. And then we have to hope that Abe investigating, and then Roman comes in, and he starts investigating. He's like, oh, okay, this makes a lot of sense.
This is never going to get solved. No.
Yeah, this is never going to get solved. And you can't have
I think
Roman
there's a little bit of a
hope.
Conflict of interest here when your dad is the chief of, or the commissioner or whatever, and you're accused of shooting somebody to death.
Yeah, and your aunt is also investigating, and the guy that's practically your uncle in a way. She always thought of Abe as an uncle.
Yeah,
and he's not even a cop, and he's investigating, which doesn't make any sense either.
Don't you just love that, how people that are unofficial end up being on the cases? Like, John Black always managed to get on cases, and he wasn't a member of the police force either, I don't think. So,
yeah,
so
we were making...
Not once he became John again, anyway. Or was he? Was he a policeman at one point? I don't know. I mean, I know he was as Roman. He was a detective, but...
I think they're counting that time where he was Roman, that he was a cop. Well, the thing is, two people were pointing out, well, can't we have, you know, someone other than Roman investigating? It's like, well, everybody else is a Brady, and everybody's like, yeah, usually Rafe gets these cases, and he's kind of incapacitated right now. So there's no one left, really. There's no one really left, so Sammy basically is screwed. There's no way in hell they're going to find and figure out what happened. And the thing is, too, even during the crime scene, Hope and Abe left and left Kate and Gabby in the room.
Of course, that makes so much sense.
Why the hell would they do that? It's a crime scene that you shouldn't let anybody in. There's no reason for them to be in there. Rafe wasn't in there. You know, the body, you know, Bernardi wasn't in there. It was an empty room. They could have went out and gossiped someplace else. There was no reason for him to be in the room. So, that's good for the defense. That's a good argument.
Funny.
But, I think that was it with Bernie, the whole, so Sammy got handcuffed. And, of course, you got handcuffed in front of the nurse's station. So everybody in the hospital knows about it. But somehow Jennifer got accused of not getting information out quickly enough.
Oh.
Probably because she was at Daniel's almost the entire night. But, I mean, you know, whatever. But, you know, that was pretty decent. But I actually, again, enjoyed the Nicole Brady Kristen stuff this week. Because you have Nicole and Brady getting back together, at least for one night or whatever. And then you have this slap-down fight at the Town Square with Kristen and Nicole, where Nicole actually pulls hair out of Kristen's head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love it.
Oh,
I saw
good
Kristen
time.
Knock her down.
Oh, yeah, actually, Kristen did knock her down, and then they got up and they started, Angela tweeted me a point that, John Young was ISA at one point, too. But he was a cop, too. And then,
I knew he was ISA, but I was wondering if he was ever actually as John Black on the police force. I wasn't sure. I missed many years of Dave's history during my absence, but.
I think he was. I actually do think he was a cop.
But it is kind of funny how the show, like, you know, they have all these unofficial people that, you know, just sort of look like they're cops or they were at one time or whatever, you know, to show up to do stuff.
Oh, and our friend Doc is saying that the knife is up Rafe's ass. That's why they can't find it.
Good one, Miranda.
So, yes. So we have Nicole and Kristen fighting in the square. That was great. And this woman comes out of nowhere and tries to break up the fight. I'm like, you're crazy. What, you know, now I stay the hell out of the way out of that one. And then everybody shows up to see it. And Brady and Nicole, Marlena and John. And so John goes over and tries to talk to Brady, and Brady doesn't have anything to do with him, and Nicole kind of gives him a hug goodbye, and Marlena and John had it out. Basically, John kind of admits that he still has feelings for Kristen. And I have to fault Drake's acting on that, because I really never sensed that.
No.
I just kind of sensed that he was just on a mission to save Brady.
Yeah.
Even though it was a stupid idea.
I bet that was a writing change at the last minute. Because that was stupid. He didn't have feelings for her the whole time the story was going on. He hated her, so.
Okay. Oh, everybody's saying in the chat room, John was never a cop. And Jen's saying he wasn't even a good cop when he was Roman. Oh, that's good. Yeah, so. So Marlena, I think she slapped John too. It was a slappy week.
Yes, she did. It was a fake slap, though. It wasn't a very good slap.
Yeah,
like
come on,
fake.
Deidre. Slap him. You know
come
you
on,
want to slap Drake. Just do it.
Punch him.
You know you want to slap him. So. It's fine. Some of the actors really want to be slapped, and some of them don't. I'm glad that at least some of the slapping is looking really real. You know, like Sammy really got decked by Mrs. Bernardi, so that was pretty cool. But Marlena says that her and John are still over, and John and Brady are still over. But John's not admitting to Christy he still has feelings for her. And she tells him that she's over him. So, and then we have Chris and Marlena fighting. And Marlena's saying, oh, I want to win the battle. You know, you're not with Brady. But, and, you know, Marlena's not with John either. So I really wouldn't call that a win. They think they both lost. So I'm not sure you can... I guess you call Brady the winner because he didn't have to marry Kristen. And, you know, he'll eventually get his relationship back with everybody else. So, and on top of that, he gets to have sex with Nicole next week. So I would declare Brady the winner.
Yes, yes.
Because of that.
He definitely sounds like a winner. He deserves to be a winner since he's been clueless for so many months. He deserves to get something out of this.
I gotta say, though, but when Brady's clueless... To me, I actually find it cute.
He's kind of endearing that way. He just has a sort of the way Eric plays it. I agree.
It would have been a neat twist though if it was the case that Brady actually was going to dump her, you know, the night before the wedding all along. He was just toying with her the entire time. I mean, that could have been kind of
interesting. Oh, that would have been a great twist. I would have loved that.
But then I guess that would have
led to him being bummed out and Nicole needing to rescue him and, you know.
Yeah. And already Eric is jealous.
I love it. That call is coming off soon. It better.
That's what I understand. He's a priest, but why is he expecting Nicole not to move on with her life?
Yeah.
You know, she's not a nun.
He really has feelings for her, even though he didn't want to admit it.
It's just, either play ball or go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, I have to be there for Brady. And he's like, well, how much are you going to be there for Brady? And she leaves. So, and she was there for Brady, but she laid a kiss on him, and we find out next week they do have sex. So good for Nicole.
Yeah. Good for her. She's a winner, too.
Oh, what started the fight was Nicole telling Kristen that basically she was going to get Brady back. And, you know, in some sort of capacity. And Kristen said, I know you want to go all Thor birds on Eric. And that was pretty funny. That's what started a lot of the fights. So that was a pretty good line.
Yeah.
Bring up the Thor burns.
Yeah.
What else happened? I really don't want to talk about JJ and Danifer.
Oh, yeah. We have to? Please, no. Ugh.
Okay, this is a public service announcement.
Free time.
Yeah, we have to talk about them. Because someone might... So if you fast-forwarded through their parts of the episodes or you change the channel, we'll let you know what happened. You don't have to watch it. so poor little Parker almost got hurt. JJ, for some reason, went to Dan's. Well, Abby was babysitting. Abby says JJ shows up, dishes Parker with him, and says she has to use Daniel's computer in the bedroom, which is odd because there's a computer right there in the living room.
Maybe she was looking at porn. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, but you can't do that now with the NSA. They're going to know what you're doing. So.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not going to stay a secret for long. So you piss off the right people, that's coming out. So Parker throws his airplane up on Daniel's, shelving unit, and then he pulls a chair up. And the whole time, JJ's not paying attention because he's listening to music. And basically, Parker, I guess he could have fallen, or maybe the thing could have fallen down on top of him, but that's not really childproof. Daniel should have that area latched to the wall. So that's another public service announcement. If you have small children and you have furniture that could fall on top of them, it's usually a good idea to latch it to the wall or get rid of it. So Daniel comes in, scoops up Parker, and then gives him to Abby, and then he gets really pissed at JJ and grabs him by the shirt and starts yelling at him. And then Jennifer comes in and this might get confused, because I think Jennifer ended up in Daniel's apartment like 3 or 4 times this week. And sometimes it was like 3 times in one day. And I was getting confused. But at the same time, too, though, she's handling a major PR crisis at the hospital.
Right.
You know, while she's
I kind of have to side with Anne sometimes. Jennifer's never at work.
She's never there. And even during this PR thing, after she did her little press conference, she went over to Daniel. It's like, okay, someone just got shot at the hospital and you're at your boyfriend's apartment. Okay.
A cop, no less. Even though we know he's a dirty cop, nobody else does. So, yeah.
Right. Right. And your ex-sister-in-law was the one who shot him. So, there you go. Yeah, so it kept going back and forth. But basically, JJ is still playing Jennifer. Jennifer is getting mad at Daniel because Daniel's not falling for JJ's act, and neither is Abby. She's not falling for it either. So the thing is, I thought was really telling, which I thought was really interesting, was that Jen accuses Daniel of saying that she's being a bad mom. And he never said that. I don't think he even really insinuated that. I think that was just flat-out guilty conscience.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, she keeps telling Daniel she's going to not spend enough time with more time. She's going to spend more time with JJ and not him, and then she never does. She's always with Daniel. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got a kid with a lot of needs, and you're spending all your time with Dr. Dirty. Or as I used to call him, Dr. Doolittle Girls. Like,
oh,
Doolittle,
my God.
Dr. Doolittle Girls.
I never
that
heard
was one of my
that
nicknames.
One.
Yeah, that was one of the nicknames I came up with when I had that thread for like 4 or 5 hours till they yanked it off at Sony that we were talking about. last week or whenever we were talking about mods and all that. And, yeah, Sony, I started a thread, this was like 4 years ago, I started a thread back when everyone was on Sony, and it was like Dr. Dan's nicknames, and everyone was putting all these really bad names on there, and I was like Dr. Doolittle Girls, because he was going after Chelsea at the time and everything. So yeah, Dr. Dirty, anyway, I don't know what's up with Daniel's hair. He needs a makeover, seriously.
I am having a different look. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, he needs an updated look. It's looking a little messy, looking a little grimy. I think Sean's a very attractive man and he's a great actor, but I don't know. He is really cute. Daniel is really cute with Parker, I have to admit. He does a great job when he's playing dad, whether it's, you know, with Parker or when it was with Melanie. He's really good at that. I like those scenes. And Parker was adorable.
Oh, my gosh. He's such a sweetie. They did a good job with the boy kids. The girl kids, they usually do a horrible job casting.
We still haven't seen Allie and Sydney forever. But, yeah, so that was – oh, and Daniel tells Jennifer that he thinks JJ trashed his car twice, even though Jennifer knows he was at the scene of the crime. She can't believe Daniel's accusing him. It's like, okay, he broke his MP3 player. He broke Parker's train, admitted to it. And then he didn't watch Parker when he was opposed to him. The kid could have been really hurt. But no, he didn't trash the car, even though he was at the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to care about this? Am I supposed to care?
I know. Yeah, why are we still talking about this?
I'm sorry.
I know, we kind of have to, but, you know, yeah, really.
Yeah, it's just, I can understand people, like, some of the things JJ's going to say. Like, I agree, you know, he's right about Abby and Jennifer moving on from Jack too quickly. I understand that.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's really nothing rootable about this kid.
He's
a pothead. He's a drug dealer. Also, on Friday, he skips summer school, and Abby busted him.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, the actor playing his friend Rory is actually more appealing to me than JJ.
Oh, how funny.
We find out on Friday that Rory thinks Abby's really hot.
Oh. That's funny.
That was really cute. Oh, and it gets better. We have Cameron and Abby talking on Friday. And Cameron said he has to go to the hospital because he has a meeting with a pharmaceutical rep and he's going to get some samples and blah, blah, blah. So JJ comes up with this brilliant idea that he's going to steal Cameron's samples. So, but he's assuming they're going to be good samples. So, I mean, it could be, you know, worthless samples. And, you know, what's he going to do with, like, see how blood pressure medicine or diabetes medicine, that's not going to be worth much on the street. I mean, unless it's painkillers or antidepressants, he's not going to really score with anything. Oh, maybe Viagra, maybe. But he's not really going to score with anything else. So, yeah, so JJ is conspiring to steal drugs from the hospital for money. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good week this week. I don't know, maybe just those three stories kind of took up everything and didn't leave that much room for anything else. You know, it was all about Bernardi shooting and Brady, Nicole, and then Jennifer and JJ. And it just seemed like the whole Jennifer and JJ stuff was just such filler. You know what I mean? It was just a total waste of time. So, you know, I'm going to bring on Amanda and see what she has to say. Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I was just listening to you talking about Jennifer and I was laughing. I'm usually bored by them, but I was really bored this week.
Oh, my God.
Bad.
It took me forever.
Oh,
I forgot. This episode. I had to keep rewinding it.
I think,
why am I rewinding this crap?
I think my favorite line My favorite line had to be when Jennifer said, are you questioning my integrity? I'm yelling to the TV, yes, we all are.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Ann sent in a ringer and during Jennifer's press conference.
That was great.
And he was basically trashing her. So that was,
I love
really
Ann.
Funny. Yeah, she's the best. I mean, it has to be pointed out that Jennifer's basically related to the shooter. I mean, that has to be pointed out. And
right.
The thing is, too, Abby doesn't find out about the shooting until Cameron tells her, but yet Jennifer said, I was working all night on this. It's like, well, if you're working all night on this, you're at Daniel's half the time, Abby's living with you, and Abby didn't know about the shooting. So why wouldn't Jennifer tell Abby that basically Abby's ex-aunt shot somebody at the hospital?
And yeah, that is important.
And on top of that, Jennifer didn't tell Daniel, even though she was at his place half the time. So, and Daniel gets pissed at her because she didn't tell him. And she's like, oh, you're
right.
The chief of surgery. You know, why should you know? I mean, she gets all shitty with him.
And one thing that was weird, it was with Abigail, and when she was doing her whole calling JJ on his crap, I'm listening to her, and I'm thinking I should be one to side with her, but she started sounding too much like Jennifer when Jennifer gets all on her pedestal and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like that part, even though I agreed with what she was saying. I'm going,
mm-hmm.
Oh, God, are they trying to turn her Jennifer part two? I'm like get her in a scene with Chad, then I might like Abigail. Just when she's around Cameron or when she's around JJ, she acts like Wilma's perfect. I'm like, no, she's not. Get her away from these people. Come on. And what was it with Cameron saying, Chad has an agenda, I'm not gonna let us come between us? I'm like, you guys aren't even a big couple yet. What are you talking about? Seriously. Oh, Chad must have an agenda. No, I think he's been pretty clear about what he wants. It's not like he's hiding it or trying to manipulate Abby in any way. He's pretty been
mm-hmm.
upfront about how he feels about her, so I don't see how he's having an agenda or his manipulation or some crap. I'm like, where is he coming up with this? I just didn't understand what Cameron was talking about. It just didn't make any sense to me at all.
Cameron was trying to tell Abby that Chad's after her, and she's denying it. Even
well,
though he's flirting
he
with
just...
her. Yeah. Chad's
not flirting
with her.
He's not being subtle.
Yeah.
He's not being
mm-hmm.
subtle. Chad's just, like, laying it out there, you know? Come on.
Yeah.
She must be liking it on some level. She's not exactly canceling those plans, is she? You know? Come
mm-hmm.
on. Cameron, you have no hope. Just accept it and move on. Seriously.
Yeah, Cameron needs to go
know.
Back to stripping. That's when he was interesting.
I know. He's like so boring every other time. Like, oh, God. Every time
he
comes on TV, I'm going, ugh. You know, I feel bad for the guy because I'm sure in real life he's a really nice guy, but he's just
mm-hmm.
so boring to watch. He's pretty,
mm-hmm.
though. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then you can have Cameron and JJ in a scene together. It's like, oh, no.
Oh. You know what's weird? It's weird for me is I don't mind JJ when he's away from any scene with Abigail or he's away from Daniel or Jennifer. When he had some scenes like Will, a few weeks ago, I think he had scenes with Will and Sonny. I enjoyed those
mm-hmm.
scenes. It's like
mm-hmm.
he gets in that little group of people and it sucks the life out of the actor. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think it's because he's mad to those two, and he kind of doesn't articulate it, so he gets angry
right.
when he's around them. But he's not mad at Will and Sonny, because, you know, he's...
Right,
he
when he's around them, he's actually much different. He's much
yeah,
different. He's a little more calmer. He was happy to see
yeah.
them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so... I don't mind when they do that. Just, like, he can hate Dan and Jennifer all we want, because most of us do. But, like, I don't want him to, like, whenever you're in a storyline with them, like, look what they did to Nicole, what they did to Chloe. Let's not do that to a third person, please. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they don't work. When are they going to realize this couple doesn't work? They're boring.
Excruciating.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know what's funny, too? I have it on the blog, and you can find it anywhere on Twitter, too. Chandler Massey, Casey Dietrich, shot
a
video.
Yes.
What did they do?
Oh, my God.
What?
They shot a video, and it is so flippin' hilarious.
Oh, my
they
God.
Did, they
did blog and look. I hadn't seen it.
Oh, yeah. They,
I
they
could not stop laughing.
They call it the Chill Escape. They did a Kickstarter fundraiser. I think somebody in their band's wife has cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
So they were doing a fundraiser. And they said if they got to, I think, 15,000, they were going to do a chill music video. No, Chad.
Oh,
well,
funny.
So they did it to this. They did it to Escape by Enrique Iglesias, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
The song is so cheesy bad. It's so adult contemporary crap. It's just funny. Sometimes they're singing and they're dancing, and then there's this guy comes out of the blue and he starts dancing around Casey. And they're in character, though, so they have, like, Will is calling Chad, and Chad doesn't answer his phone, and so they have on their phones, and it's Chad DeMira and Will Horton.
Oh, funny.
And,
that's funny.
They even have special effects and everything on it, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
It looks like they actually spent a lot of time on this video, and it's just cute. It's just this wonderful, unrequited love story between Will and Chad.
I love it.
I'll have to tweet
it
to you.
I'm dying. I had no idea that was out there. I'll have to look for it.
Well, Casey's always been pimping Chill anyway for the last few years, so.
Yeah, he has.
It's so obvious he wants to do that. Writers, listen, damn it.
Aww. I like Wilson, but I do remember
I know.
When people want to chill, but I love Wilson.
Yeah, I know. But come on. I'm not saying we couldn't have all together. I mean, come on. They do
oh,
them so
dear.
Full the time. Besides, I just wanted to see more of Chad anyway. I like when he's all funny and hilarious. He's
I know.
Me
I like him. So I love the writing for him lately. I'm so glad they did something to tweak that because the writing was bad for him for so long, and I'm just glad they finally gave him something.
I felt so bad for him because he's a good actor, but they wouldn't give him anything, you know?
I know.
Let me bring on Marianne. Hey, Marianne.
Oh, yay.
Hi.
There she is.
Hey, Mama.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, I was just listening to something about a video with Chad and Will. I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, I have to tweet it to you. Yeah, it's on the blog. I think I put it up Friday or something. Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. You have to watch it.
I remember at one time we always wondered if they were going to have Chad, you know, Chad be the gay character.
Yeah.
I think like way back, you know, when they were kicking
around. A lot of people
wanted
Jill to begin with. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. I guess I like the idea, though.
That would have been kind of entertaining to watch Stefano's reaction to that.
But
like, that would have been worth the price of admission right there, I think.
I know.
Stefano coming to grips. Oh, boy.
That would be
I
so funny.
I could see him sending hookers over to entice Chad. That could have been a really entertaining subplot there.
Yeah. Oh. Remember that way back with EJ and Lucas? You know,
Ejukas?
Ejukas?
Oh,
I think there was a video out then, too, with them, too.
Didn't Lucas have to give EJ mouth to mouth in the sauna?
Yeah,
they
I think
were
that's kind of how
Andre,
it all started.
Andre
yeah,
and Drag?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That was hysterical.
That's when Andre was,
Andre was on the loose in that spa or whatever where they were.
In the spa, that ugly
hooker
woman or wolf.
During the vendetta and the folio and all that crap, but oh my gosh, that was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I love EJ and Lucas. They are so funny together.
Mm-hmm.
Has Lucas been on in a while?
No.
No, he hasn't.
He wasn't on this week at all.
Right after the baby was born, he was, right? And then it's like,
he was
again.
That was the last.
It's a bummer. They really need to use Brian more. He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's related to so many people on the show. He could definitely have more to do.
And the one thing I don't get, they got, like, two new female actresses coming on. They're already taping, of course. But why can't they just give him a love interest? They got people coming on. Why not?
No. I definitely think there's a couple options coming up for him. They should really push one of them. I really think they should try one of them. But we'll see. Poor Lucas doesn't get much love.
I love Lucas, though. He's one of my favorites.
Whenever he's on, Brian is so funny, and I love it when they write for him to allow his sense of humor to come through. I love that.
Especially like when they have the banter between Lucas and Sam when they're joking about stuff. It's just hilarious. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so they let him do that. It's just so much fun. I forgot how much I love that friendship and that dynamic.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be on to be here for, you know, to be there for Sammy.
I hope
so. She got herself in trouble again shooting people. She's going around shooting people again.
Oh, this time I can understand the shooting, though.
Yeah, what you want to talk about, Marianne? I don't know how. Anne and I managed to cover everything in like 20 minutes.
Did you guys talk about everything already?
Yeah, but that's okay. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. Yeah.
I didn't get to watch much of the show this week yet, so I wasn't able to contribute too much so far.
Oh, okay. Did you talk about Kate and trying to...
A little bit.
I have to get my thoughts together here. I just got home from work.
We didn't talk about Edami, really.
Edami? Well, the biggest thing this week was Sammy shooting this Bernardi.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I still like to know what the heck happened to that. Where's that, whatever
knife,
it was, the razor? The knife?
It was more like a switchblade, wasn't it?
A switch, was that what it was? Or it looked like a surgical thing or something.
But you never
know
with Stefano.
He's the one who gave it to Bernardi. So, like,
right.
He fell. I was trying to watch because they played it over, like, when Sammy shot him from behind. And I don't know, did it maybe... when he got shot, fly out of his hand?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and I thought when they were looking at that vent, you know, when Hope was going over there looking at the vent, oh, well, maybe it flew out of his hand and flew in there, but they didn't find it. But I don't think anybody came. There was nobody else involved, and Stefano didn't find out about it till later. So I don't think he had anybody come in there and get the knife.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know where that is. That's what I can't figure out.
Yeah, I just have a really bad feeling someone's going to find it.
Sammy
was in
the room. But that's just my thoughts. Let's see what else. With Sammy and EJ, well, like, it seemed like EJ was a little disappointed in Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how he feels about race. Well, she did risk
her
freedom.
That's what I mean.
You know?
That's what I mean. He was known, And I'm thinking he kept asking her, well, why were you in the room? You know,
why are you going to see him?
I can understand. Even though Sammy wouldn't still be in love with Rafe, she still would have feelings or care for him just as a friend or any, you know, save his life just like she would any other person, you know, that was close to her. But still, this is Rafe, and, you know, EJ is like, you know, please. You know, so, what else? His wife. The lady that played the actress that played the Bernardi's wife. Oh, I thought she did a decent job. Did you guys talk about that?
A little bit, not much.
Yeah, she was amazing. I mean,
as an extra, or it's just, you know, kind of just a bit part, I guess. I thought she was pretty good, like in her grief and stuff. I mean, I thought she was pretty good.
She was really good, yeah.
Did you?
Even bonding with,
even
her bonding with Sammy I thought was really good. And I thought she was, I hope she's on more often. She was really good.
Yeah, I thought she was too. She kind of just kind of stood out, you know, other than like, you know, some other ones that they'd have on there. Yeah, she might be like on maybe more causing, you know, wanting justice, you know, maybe causing problems with Sammy and stuff.
Isn't the story supposed to go on through the rest of the summer, I read? I think the producer said. So it's not going to be a quick resolution or anything.
Oh, you don't think?
No, they kind of, I think Gary Tomlin said something, Ken Corday talked about being like a summer story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just was wondering how long they're going to, you know, wrap this up or, you know, if she's going to, who's going to help her out of this or if EJ's going to help her or what's going to come of this. I don't know.
I just think that someone finds that damn switchblade or whatever the hell, knife, whatever you want to call it.
That's the whole, because they're more or less, they can't find
a
weapon. So they're thinking she shot an unarmed cop. So, yeah.
Right. She can't really prove what she saw. Yeah.
And I was just like, where did he go? I mean, he had it. He had his hand up in the air, was ready to take it off, cut it off.
Well, let's be honest. How many people were walking through that damn crime scene? It was ridiculous.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody could have picked someone up. We don't know.
It's amazing how many people can get into those hospital rooms, too. So there's always supposed to be a guard. Every time there's supposed to be a guard, he's never there, and somebody always walks in. Of course, that's how it's always been.
That I thought was hilarious. I laughed every time Abe or Hope or Roman said this. Every time they tried to imply that Marty was a dirty cop, well, he's a decorated officer. Like, yeah, because decorated officers are never dirty, you idiot.
They're probably the dirtiest.
Like, what?
You know, every police department has one, you know, or two.
Did anyone else laugh when Abe was talking to EJ? He goes, you always try to imply that the police department is inept. And EJ just looks in his face like, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, it's been proven many times.
Meanwhile, these are the same people that last year basically railroaded EJ when the person wasn't even dead and it was obvious he's being framed. Of course he's going to think you're inept.
Well, Roman, you know. There was an excuse to see Roman, and now he's back. You know, now do you think him and Marlena are going to get back together? You know, all this problem with Sammy and her problems with John. Man. Did you guys talk about the whole John and Marlena? Old breakup?
Yes, he did. I love how cold she's being.
I was glad for Marlena. Yes.
Like, finally, you know?
Yes. And I just don't like the way they're writing John. I mean, I was always a John fan, but he's such a jerk now. I mean, really a jerk.
I feel sorry for Drake,
it's just out of character for him to really still think he's in love with Kristen. Come on.
No.
Please. But I'm glad Marlena, you know, told him to take a hike.
Yeah.
I did like that. I like her coming after Kristen. Yeah, a little stronger Marlena there coming after Kristen.
I just feel bad for Drake and Deidre for doing this story because it's other parts of the story I liked, but this, it just seems like, I don't think John would be this horrible and cruel and cold to Marlena. It doesn't make sense. Even if you don't like them as a couple.
To break him up to sleep with Brady because he wanted to keep Brady away from Kristen. I mean, how old is Brady? Brady's like 30-some years old. I mean,
he's 40,
protecting him. Come on. I mean, let him make him, you know, live his life if that's who he wants to be with. I don't know. It just didn't make sense. I didn't like that storyline. I didn't like how they wrote it.
It's like, you know, give him something else to do. I mean, they got to come up with something better than that. I'm really hoping they find some way. Isn't he just, like, didn't he tweet something about he's finally back to work or something, Drake?
I don't know. The last I heard, it was like he was, like, gone. He sounded like he was done in March or something. But then, I don't know, is he back?
I think he started taping again.
Oh, did he?
Super Digest said he's taping again. They put on the cover something about him being back. But they didn't say inside. I think they were saying he just has more scenes coming up. But then someone said his daughter said, no, he's not taping again.
Huh. So it's like conflicting reports.
Yeah, then you have Galen Gehring shit-stirring on Twitter saying he needs to look for a new gig. But he was tweeting on Friday that he was on the set. So I don't know what the heck is going on. So you have Drake.
I don't know.
Drake's complaining, saying put me in coach, and Galen saying he's needs a new job, and Saad saying Drake's taping again. Drake's daughter saying he's not, and Galen saying he needs a new job, but yet Galen's still taping. So I don't know what the hell is going on.
Galen's not taping? Is that what you said, or was it John? I mean, right.
No, Galen tweeted that he needed a new gig. And then his wife tweeted something that she went out on an audition.
Oh,
and
yeah.
But then on Friday, he tweeted that he was back at work, that he was on set.
Yeah.
This Allison directed on Friday, so everybody was tweeting to Allison.
Ray's going to come out of his coma and get back with Kate again. I don't know, because they were supposed to bring him out of his coma. I don't know.
Well, then he's got a lot of rehab he's going to have to do. So maybe he could probably be in the hospital for quite some time.
If his brain is like, maybe the coma improved his brain or something. I don't know.
That would be nice.
Hey, back off now. I like Ray.
I think we'll get a smarter Ray, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. That's not the show look at.
Maybe they can reshape the neural pathways in his brain.
I don't know, but he's going to have to still deal with stuff in it, I guess. I don't
know. He got a heck of a lot smarter once he was with Kate, though. So there's hope for
him. Yeah, we know that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the problem is he can't do all his scenes with Kate, so that's the only downside to it.
If he could only do all his scenes with Kate, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get him a scene with EJ, suddenly he starts acting like a pompous dick again, so let's be honest. And I'm like, no, don't do that. I know I kept you from two of your children, but it's okay, because I'm raising them.
What do you think Kristen has in store for Marlena?
Oh, God only knows.
So I guess that's her next thing. I'm not done with you yet. And what did Marlena say something about she won the battle or I won the war or something?
I didn't buy that one.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Marlena, do you know who you're dealing with?
Really?
Seriously. I think it's, like, hilarious that both Eileen and Deidre just love working together, like, so much. And they're always, like, if you ever, like, sometimes I'll read something, they'll be tweeting about each other. Oh, I get to work with Eileen today. And she's, like, so, and Deidre all, like, so happy. You know? Seeing if you don't like those things, I enjoy them because it's interesting seeing two women just, like, not have to physically fight, just can say with words, you know? Which is refreshing. Although I did enjoy the Nicole Kristen.
Oh, yeah. The Nicole Kristen fight. Was that this week?
Yes, it was. Although Nicole, I was wondering one scene a little bit later in the week when she was talking to Eric. I'm like, oh, Nicole, don't do that. Because when she said that all these negative comments of Sammy, his sister's just been arrested for murdering a cop, and she's basically saying, well, Sammy's always getting herself in this mess and saying all these horrible stuff, and Eric's looking like, what is your problem?
We saw Nicole and Father Eric hugging on there. Ooh.
Yes, that was nice until she opened her mouth, and then it went downhill.
Yeah. But there was a Brady-Nicole kiss, and they're going at it. Oh, they're going to go.
I think my favorite line by her is, she said, oh, what the hell, and she started kissing him again.
Oh, what the hell. She said, oh, what the hell. And he says, wait, stop. You know, and he said, nah.
But they wasn't stopping.
Back. No. See, I like those two together. I like to see them, too. I like them, too, together.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. And where's Vargas? He hasn't been online forever.
I think it's just weird.
Yeah, what's up with that?
But I did see a tweet or something. Is he back to, is he going to be on soon? Did he say something about? He's still working,
he's on,
I guess.
He's on through August,
I sure hope they find a way to keep him in Salem. He is so amazing.
I know he's supposed to be on next week. This week coming up, I know he's on.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to have some scenes
That interview with him.
Well, everybody listening
so
who loves Vargas, when he's on, you need to be tweeting to @NBCDays and #Days.
Mm-hmm.
They need to see fan reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't, like, Kate supposed to fire Nick this week, I think, I read?
About time.
So where's Nick been? He wasn't on a week, was he?
I have to admit, his scenes with Gabby the week before, where he and Gabby were talking at the hospital and stuff, That actually made me tear up. Blake is such a good actor. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I felt, yeah, oh, yeah. He can make you cry. I mean, yeah.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Sympathize
he's
with
so
him.
So good.
Yeah, makes you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although he needs a good therapist, though. Seriously.
Yeah. Marlene, I hear Marlene has got some extra free time now. Okay, that was sort of evil, but still, I mean.
And Gabby's moving in with Sonny and Will.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
That should be cute.
Mm-hmm.
My only concern is that she always seems to have this ability to latch onto Will to solve all her problems. So if she screws up something, she's like, Will, save me.
Oh, yeah.
You know? She's so needy. Seriously. I'm like, I didn't mind her so much this week. But I'm kind of going, oh, Will. Oh, God, it's going to be bad for you. Down the road, I could just see it.
And I guess they, I know Kate offered. She offered a lot, you know, but I don't think Will was too happy, wasn't comfortable with that, I don't think.
Well, if his mother wants to see her grandchild, she has to go through Kate to do it. Oh, yeah, that would be
right, right. That was, the sticking point right there. I don't think my mom, Although she's not going to be able to see the baby now sitting in jail, so.
Well, to be honest, that happened before the whole rest, so, you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be interesting. So
how about Stefano playing his music?
Oh, that was
when
great.
When he thought Rafe, you know, went
did
under the knife.
Oh, my God, that was so funny.
That was funny. He was so pleased with himself, you know, but didn't work out, Stefano. Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. That was cute.
Well, what cracked me up is when Kate said to Stefano, you better think long and hard before you put another hit out on Rafe. And I just started laughing. Like, really? She said long and hard.
Long and hard.
When Stefano was trying to get it cut off.
That sounds like our hoochie conversations.
I know.
Used to be. Yeah.
You
know
what's funny?
Yeah.
When
I
was shipping Stefano and Stefano Marlena last week, I saw them on a message board. Someone else coming up with the same idea. See,
wow.
I'm not the only one thinking that way. Yeah. Wouldn't that would John drive up? Wouldn't that drive John up right at the wall? But anyway, yeah, people are actually talking about Stefano and Marlena getting together.
Like,
they haven't gone there. That's the one place they haven't gone yet. So.
Yeah.
That should be there.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
I have to admit, I never thought days ago that nearly having a castration route. That whole thing. I'm like, oh, I know they've done a lot of crazy stuff over the years, but oh my God.
They cut it off. Cut it off.
Cut off.
Cut off. Cut it off.
Cut it off.
We have a caller. Let's see what he has to say about cutting it off. Hi. My Canadian buddy. What's up?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Good. How's it going? Did you come up with an alias yet?
let's just say Jason in Toronto. On Twitter, I'm
Jason.
Pat Housegrove.
There you go.
Hi, Jason in Toronto.
Hi, Jason.
Hi. I'm not so into that cutting it off thing.
I'm kind of wondering how Galen managed to lay there while this guy's hovering over him with a knife, no matter how much of an actor you might be. I would think there would be sort of a gut reaction to that that would be hard to override.
Yeah, it was really weird. At first, I thought that Stefano was talking about the machine.
Yeah,
I thought
that too.
You know, really bizarre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It didn't even dawn on me, but that's a good point. How funny.
That's the first thing caught me.
We
like,
were thinking
oh,
the other way.
Machine.
Play,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was kind of also wondering, would Stefano just allow Sammy to take the heat for shooting, what's his name?
Uh-huh.
Bernardi.
Bernardi.
Yeah, Bernardi.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to piss off Egypt?
I don't know. You know, EJ knows it was Stefano. Why he was kept telling Sammy to, you know, keep her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Is EJ still trying to ruin Stefano financially? Is that plot still going on?
Yeah, that's still going. Yeah, I think it is. Although not much was said about it.
I think EJ would probably still do it. Especially with this now happening, he might say he might really want to be more motivated to do it now. Because if that guy hadn't sent that guy to Rafe's room, none of this crap would have happened, you know.
Well, what I keep wondering about is how Chad would react to EJ doing that to Stefano.
That's interesting.
Chad's kind of wishy-washy, and if he has an error, isn't he?
I hadn't thought about that, Chad. I hadn't thought about the Chad factor. That's a good thought, yeah.
Ted's just trying to get Abby right now.
Yeah, that's right. He's,
he's interested.
He's got a one-track mind.
Yeah.
He's trying to save her from boring Cameron.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Chad. I'm sorry.
I was down on Chad for a while, but I'm back on Team Chad right now.
Yeah, after seeing Cameron and Abby together, not working for him.
I thought for a minute, when I saw his bare chest, I thought for a minute they had a future. But then he was still boring, even with the nice chest. And I was like, maybe not. It almost would have been better if they'd made him a bad guy. You know, maybe given him an edge or something. Maybe would have given him something else to play off of. I don't know. But
I'm sure Casey would love to play that.
Yeah. I had that glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope when Abby saw him half naked. I was like, yeah, you know what? They can have a future after all. This could get really interesting. And then it just didn't.
Right.
Just didn't happen. So. So Jason, what's your favorite? Who are some of your favorite characters? What do you enjoy?
Well, traditionally, I mean, I grew up watching like Sammy and even Jennifer and all of them.
Yeah.
But I've always enjoyed Sammy. Even though she's come a long way from being obsessed with Austin and all.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh yeah.
Who do you like Sammy with, all her many men?
Well, see, I guess I'm kind of a traditionalist like that, because I really think I'd prefer to see her with Lucas, but that's just because, to me, that's who she's supposed to be with, and they have Will together.
Yeah.
But I can understand why she's with EJ from a bigger picture perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, as for Chad, I always thought that before he was with Melanie, that he was really good with Abby, and that they had this, like, opportunity to build, like, a super couple, which the only one they really have, strangely, is Will and Sonny.
Yes, I agree.
But I saw this potential for, like, an 80s-type super couple in Chad and...
Yeah.
Abby, maybe it's just me, but then they kind of screwed it up a whole bunch of times and put him with Melanie.
and it was sad because he and the girl that plays Melanie, you know, they are together in real life, and, you know, it's just they're adorable in real life together, but there's just, I didn't see any chemistry on screen with them at all, none. And so that just kind of killed it for me as far as Chad was concerned. But I'm loving Abby and Chad together now, again, with the humor that they've written. And you're right, there is that essence. I hadn't really thought of them as in the super couple realm, at least not yet. But they have that witty repartee thing going, and that was reminiscent of the 80s. You know, the Tony and Anna playing back and forth and fighting and this and that. So they do have elements of that if they continue to write for them. It,
yeah.
You know, there's potential.
at one point they were like these kindred spirits because, let's see if I can remember, because Chad was going through this identity crisis, just figuring out that he was, finding out that he was a Dimera. And
right.
Abby, I think, and Abby was going through something too, I can't remember what. And
yeah, and then the whole
they were like
awesome
these kindred
thing.
Spirits, and they were getting
yeah.
through. Yeah, maybe it was that, and they were kind of like getting through stuff. And
and they were also
to me,
she
that's
and
how you
she super came cool. back. It was like she and Jack. When Jack came back, she and Jack were fighting all the time and everything at first.
Yeah,
dude, she was
yeah,
having daddy issues.
Not, they had these similar kind of things going on.
Yeah, they had daddy issues, and then yeah, you're right. I'd forgotten about that. So. Yeah, there's definitely the potential, and I've just been really pleased with the writing for them lately. So maybe they've figured it out, and they're going to try to do it, you know, try to make it happen. But, yeah, that's true. It's funny how different writers can have a different spin on things, huh? You know, it's kind of funny to see that the differences sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's why it was such a mess for a long time, and I'm happy that it's getting better. I think there's definitely something also behind the motorcycle helmet with Abby. I'm expecting maybe her to get into an accident and Cameron to have to take care of her in the hospital and be really pissed off at Chad.
Oh, that could, ooh, good. You're a long time viewer.
There's got to be
something
behind this random helmet, I think, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Oh, foreshadowing there. Because they spent some money on that motorcycle helmet.
Sometimes I
it was
too
a fancy
deep
one.
Into it, and I think too. I don't know. Like I think too beyond. Maybe they're. I don't know. I read too much into it, but I just got this feeling like there's got
to
be something there.
That's a good point, though. That would definitely create conflict between Chad and Cameron too. You know. Yeah, that's a really good point. I hadn't caught that, but you're right, man. But
maybe Cameron
will
grow a personality though.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, because I liked the first Cameron. I loved the Skylar Yancey. And I mean, the new Cameron's fine as a person and everything. It's just, I just don't think he has, he just has not had chemistry with Abigail. Whereas to me, Skylar did from day one. He and Kate just seemed to click. So I don't know. But I'm really liking the way they're leaning towards Chad and Abby now. So let's watch how that goes. Maybe it'll be a good story for them.
So. Yeah, Cameron's a bit of a pointless character. No, it's nothing against the actor, but he's not rooted anywhere. And his roots were kind of so, like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then his he was really only tied to Celeste, and she's not. Celeste number two, and she's
well, and it was Insta brother right before Lexi dies. Like we gotta figure out how to get one more character on here before she dies. So they bring him on, and then she's dead. You know, so it was kind of like a weird deal. I don't know. And I think I'm getting the feeling they had bigger plans for the Cameron character. Like they, because remember early on they were talking about his father with some. Successful, but maybe, you know, evil businessman or something like that. Like
wonder who the father
there were,
was.
There were
yeah.
undertones there. There were some undertones, and then they've never followed up on that. So,
right.
You know, who knows? Maybe they realized it wasn't worth investing in the story. I don't know, but because I kind of thought
don't know who Daniel's father
story,
is either.
That would make it more interesting, huh?
We still don't know who Daniel's father is, too.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
That's been,
true.
Like, 2 years, I think. Yeah.
A really tanned guy, I'm betting.
Yeah, they never did go there. Like, what's his face? What the hell's his name? George Hamilton. That'd be the perfect...
Oh, yeah, there you go. That would be hilarious.
Oh,
yeah. If they showed up, Daddy's home, he walks in the door and he kicks the door closed like Teo used to when he was on set. Shut that door, you know, and then there's this George Hamilton smiling. That would be hilarious. You know, Daniel's talking to Maggie about, you know, I've always, you know, ever since I found out I was, you know, the whole, you know, sperm donor thing. It's like, I've always wanted to know who my father was. And all of a sudden,
face
left. That would be freaking hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would get so much. You have no idea. Oh, we would make such a big deal. If the show wanted to get some fun attention, that would be a way to do it. That's
oh, Jason, Kenneth wants me to tell you that he says hello. Kenneth's in the chat room.
Oh, good.
Kenneth's so, yeah, Kenneth is so
oh,
happy
hi,
that a guy... Yeah, kind of so happy a guy called in besides him.
Yeah,
and George, and besides George. No, we had George, too. Yeah.
That's great. I love hearing a guy's perspective on things. I really do. And Jason, you brought up some things I hadn't even thought, you know, angles I hadn't even thought of tonight. So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called in about that, yeah.
Well, I'm doing my best. That's why I like listening to this show. And, you know, it's really nice that Twitter's there and stuff because...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice to be able to. I actually have a whole bunch of family members in my, like, it's kind of a passed down thing for my grandmother who's passed away. So she used to watch the show since the very beginning, along with another. She used to watch Another World and Days of Our Lives primarily.
Yes.
And then
a
lot of my aunts watch the show as well.
Oh,
so I've been watching it on and off
like
my entire life.
That is so cool. I love that.
You all grew up with it.
Marianne, didn't
yeah.
you watch from, like, the time you were 11 or something, right?
Yeah. Like, since 1968, off and on.
Wow.
That's about when I started, about 11 or 12, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've been watching
all
my whole life. And I got back into it kind of, like, this last run that I've been watching when Alice passed away.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's just something about it, like when
just
you
on
see
forever.
The characters you grew up with or that you bonded with when you were younger, it's like there's just something, like, comforting when you turn on the TV and you see, like, those familiar faces in characters, you know. It's just, there's just something
oh,
really
yeah.
comforting
they're
about
like,
it.
They're like family, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Maggie, but she's been on for so long. I remember her with the, you know, the red shoe storyline with Mickey and and you always thought Alice and you know Alice was going to be there forever, you know.
Yeah,
she was there for so long. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you think it's such.
And
a
I always liked Doug and Julie. I wish they'd have Doug and Julie on.
Yeah.
Bill and Bill and Susan. Yeah.
They need to give them a caper of some sort to be involved with.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have the marijuana brownie storyline coming up in August. So.
Oh,
Julie.
Really?
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm assuming that has to deal with JJ. So I was wondering
oh,
how that was going to come about.
Marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Is Kate involved
so,
in this somehow?
Yeah, you would assume it was Kate. No, it's probably JJ. He probably made brownies to sell or whatever. And yeah.
Oh,
that's funny.
He's annoying. I like his friend, though. Friend's kind of funny.
Yeah, I do like. I was just saying
he's
that. I like
JJ.
JJ
was so annoying.
Yeah.
I can't stand him. A brat.
Yeah.
But, I like his friend. He has, I guess he has a crush on Jennifer.
Yeah, when he made that dry
not Jennifer,
comment about, will
Abby.
You tell me how that that charity work comes, you know. So, like, he made some comment to him, like, JJ was telling Maggie about he had gone up to do some to sign up for some volunteer work, and his friend goes to leave. He goes, "Well, you keep me posted on that charity work, okay?" or whatever. It was so funny.
Yeah,
he's
you know, I like the little, the sidekicks are always kind of fun, you know, like T.
Yeah.
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 I like
yeah.
Tea,
yeah. They're sometimes they're, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Days did pretty well in the ratings then, huh? I haven't been keeping track, but I think we talked about that last week. Did they do okay with sweeps?
You know what? I haven't seen the ratings yet.
Oh, okay.
So that's really odd.
Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you planning on watching the Emmys tomorrow night, Jason?
I'm going to try.
You never know. I might check it out a little bit. Or I might just, I don't know.
Yeah. Is Dave even nominated for any? Are they nominated for anything?
Yeah.
17 Emmys.
No. Some of
the actors, right?
We have Peggy, Ariane, Chandler, and Freddie.
That's right.
Yep.
I think was mm-hmm. it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
I'm going to scream "I told you so" really loud to Peggy McKaylin. Just let everybody know. Because I called that like last October or November.
Good. I remember that.
So everybody's like, "Oh, why she get nominated? She's not only it's like, well, she killed it. So there you go. That's why she got nominated." You know.
Yeah, she was actually doing some good stuff, but that's kind of on hold, I guess, for a little while.
Well, doesn't seen her in a while. That. Well, she was there. She went to see the baby. But what makes me mad, though, and I knew this was kind of going to happen, when they said, oh, well, she's not going to, they're not going to kill off Caroline. And with my grandmother having Alzheimer's, and she had it for a good 10 years before she died, I was concerned they were going to screw up the storyline, and they did. And, I mean, now Caroline's pretty much magically cured because she went to a clinic. Like, oh, really? She must be the first person in America that's ever been cured of Alzheimer's. I mean, you know, we haven't seen her have problems with it at all. The only thing now is she's a bit more snarky than she used to be. And that is part of Alzheimer's. You get really, really cranky and nasty, but she's kind of snarky though in a funny way. But so that really bugged me. They basically dropped that whole storyline. So they give her Emmy material and then they drop it, which is usually what they do at Days.
That's usually what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get nominated for the Emmy, and they're like, "Okay, we're done with you. Move on."
Yeah, so. You get an Emmy nomination, and you know, you're gone. Yeah.
Remember when Theo was autistic?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you.
Remember when Theo was autistic?
When Theo was autistic, is he still really autistic?
I don't know.
They don't really even talk about that much anymore. Well, of course, he's not even been on that much lately.
Right.
That's very true.
They make him very high
functioning. He's a very good actor.
There are different types, obviously, of autism, so kind of depends which type you have.
Yeah. You know, as Abe talks about him, I guess Abe said he was doing well. So. Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about this week?
I don't think so.
Nope. Okay.
It all speaks at once, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I guess you guys covered
it. We'll have a lot to talk about next week with the Emmys. So,
We'll have a lot to talk about then.
All right.
Tomorrow night, right?
8
o'clock or something,
right? 8 to 10 HLN.
To 10.
And I'll have a live tweet during it. Like, a lot of people are live tweeting. It's always fun
on
Twitter
or
the Emmys. HLN. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a news network. It's Headline News. Where it was on last year. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's
we have red carpet, too.
I guess I'll find it.
To get that kind of profile, that's great. I'm glad they're.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember watching it on Twitter last year. We did the show last year during the show. Yeah, people were trending. Actors were trending for winning, and the Emmys was trending the whole night. People were trending for odd clothing. I think Ron Moss in particular, but he always looks like a vampire.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to be there this year, though, because he quit Bold and Beautiful. But, the winners always trend on Twitter, so that's going to be really cool. So that says a lot, because, I mean, why else would anything on Headline News trend on Twitter? You know, that never happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's CNN light, basically. So, okay, well, I have to thank everybody in the chat room for coming. And Miranda, you have to call next week, though, next time you have the night off.
Yeah,
well, she's on.
Hi, everybody.
I'm still here to call. Yeah.
I know. And thanks, Jason, Amanda, Marianne, and Anna. So,
all righty.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. It was lots of fun.
Bye.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye.
Bye-bye.